Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Wednesday on the program, our listener question on business at hot1027.co.za. And this is from Dean Gopal, who has received a note from his bank informing him about something called the Single Discretionary Allowance. And he wants to know what it is. Is it a restriction from the financial services sector for consumers trying to buy goods from outside the country? And what are the pitfalls of this for jobs and the economy? So some big issues to tackle there. I can think of no one better to talk to than the Chief Executive Officer of Future Forex, Harry Schutzer. Good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Nice to talk to you again. Maybe the starting point, let's help Dean out here tonight. Could you explain to us what the SDA is and how it works?
Yeah, good evening, Jeremy, and thanks for the question, Dean. So, in a nutshell, each South African has 11 million rand to send abroad offshore. This is what the government allows us to send offshore. They have exchange controls, which means you can't send any amount of money you want. You actually only have 11 million rand. And that 11 million rand is broken down into what's called, as you say, an SDA, single discretionary allowance. That's 1 million rand of it. And then on top of that, there's an additional 10 million rand AIT, approval for international transfer. And the differential between, or the difference between an SDA and an AIT is that the SDA is almost a travel allowance, which means it doesn't require any approvals. If you use it to invest 500,000 rand offshore, or if you use it to go on a holiday or whatever else, you don't need to be approved for that. You can just do it. You can just send money from your bank. And they assume that 1 million rand is more than enough for you to basically purchase goods abroad and go on holidays, etc. It's the second that you go over 1 million that you require approval. That's the AIT process. So the SDA, in a nutshell, is an easy way to spend 1 million rand, up to 1 million rand, on offshore purchases, be it via purchasing goods or be it via holidays or anything similar.
So then Dean wants to know, is it intended to restrict consumers from purchasing goods internationally or aimed at broader financial mobility?
So, Dean, the way that it works is it's actually quite the opposite. What the government have done is they've said, right, we do want to restrict how much is sent abroad. We don't want rands flying out the country at a rapid rate. So what we're going to do is we're going to create these restrictions. You need to give an approval every time you want to send money abroad. But then the impracticality of it set in, that someone said, hey, I want to buy this pair of shoes from abroad. It's costing me 2,000 rand. Do I really have to get an approval to buy these shoes? Or I'm going on a quick business trip to Zimbabwe. Do I really need to get 10,000 rands worth of approval? And so the government realized it was too much of a burden and said, right, the first 1 million rand over the year that you use can be exempt effectively. And that's what the SDA is. So it's not about making it keeping money in the country, but rather saying the first 1 million rand, we're not going to create restrictions on for practical purposes. Thereafter, we want to know about it, but the first 1 million we don't need to know about.
And how closely is all of this policed?
So it's extremely closely policed. What happens is that each bank has to report to the South African Reserve Bank how much has been used of each client's SDA. And let's say that Dean, for example, uses 500,000 rand at bank one and 600,000 rand at bank two. They're both going to report that to the Reserve Bank, and the Reserve Bank's going to say, hold on, that's 1.1 million rand. That's over the threshold. And Dean will then receive a very unkind letter from the Reserve Bank saying, you've overstepped your allowance. You didn't apply for this additional amount. And it is remediable. We've remedied this for clients that have done this. But it's not something that you want to happen. It's something you want to avoid. And if you're scared of going over that 1 million rand, it's worth getting the approval of international transfer, which you can get even if you don't go over 1 million. So let's say you're only sending 500,000 rand. You can still do that with your AIT, with the approval. And that's something we do as a complimentary service as part of our offering.
And that is fairly quickly expedited if you're seeking that approval, I imagine.
So SARS are very inconsistent. So this is applied with the South African Revenue Services, with SARS, and they're very inconsistent. We've had clients where this has come through in 1 day, in 2 days, in 3 days. We've also had clients where this goes over the 21-day limit that SARS places on how long it will be approved in. But what we do know is that we've got the way we know what SARS want to expedite the approval as quickly as possible. But unfortunately, there are no guarantees because it's out of our hands how long it can take. But we do submit everything required to make sure it's as quick as possible. And our average time, last I checked, was about 5 working days between putting the application in and it being approved.
But we've got to be aware of the fact that there are risks both for individuals and the broader economy if there is significant misuse or increased fund outflows.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why the Reserve Bank puts limits on how much we can take out of the country in the first place, is because they're scared that wealthy South Africans are going to send huge amounts out the country, ultimately devaluing the rand. And that's why they require approvals. And that's why that upper bound is 11 million rand per year. So while as a South African citizen, you cannot send more than 11 million rand out the country, which is why all of this came into play. But the SDA is the one reprieve that we have as South Africans, whereby you don't require that approval, where they're actually saying, you know what, per South African, the first million rand, we're not going to check on. You can do whatever you want. We're only going to check from rand 1 million to rand 11 million. That's when we need approval, and that's when we need to be sure.
And just a final one, are you able to tell me how our SDA compares to similar allowances in other countries? Where do we sit on the scale here?
We sit in the very, very conservative camp where we even have exchange control allowances. You take a country like America or any first world country, they actually don't have these allowances. Money can flow very easily in other parts of the world. And again, this is because the South African Reserve Bank and the South African government in general is very, very scared of disinvestment from South Africa. Whereas the likes of the UK, Europe, America, they don't have that same fear. They feel that they can ensure that people invest locally based on what they can provide locally, whereas South Africa is a bit more fearful of that. And so that's why we sit very much on the conservative side, even having exchange controls in the first place.
It's always a political and a sentiment issue, I guess. Harry Schertzer, thank you very much indeed. Always good talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the future. Chief Executive Officer of Future Forex. Appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.